Magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Wednesday, April 6, 2016. I shortened our opening song just so you can hear more from Harold Green, Harold Green Ministries, as we held him in the studio and we continued our conversation, which you'll hear in just a second. One day, everyone. The big event is tomorrow. There's still time to register. GreatNewsRadio.org. And big volunteer efforts are going on today from 1 o'clock on at Lincoln Square Mall at the old Brownfield Sports Store. All right, we'll continue our conversation with Harold Green and co-host Pastor Jason Schiffo.
All right.
In the studio with me is Harold Green, singer, songwriter, musician, worship leader, executive producer of a new CD that I have in my hand, which will be available at our big event called Love. Harold Green, you're an instructor, and you're even participating and leading worship at a Black Baptist church in the Peoria, Illinois area. I mean, you're wearing many caps, and thank you for carving out time today and being available as a pre-event event at 6:15 in the food court at Lincoln Square Mall. So we're excited for having you back and being there with our Great News Radio listening family. And that's why yesterday and today we want to feature a number of your music and have you share some of the stories behind this, because it's a timeline of your life. It's kind of like your autobiography put to music, if you will. I mean, yeah. That's kind of a stretch, but it's some of the ministry that you've seen God take you through over these many years. You've written some of these songs back even in the 80s, I believe.
Yeah, that's right.
And some more recent, and some are very close to home, like the song Angela about your sister and the ministry that she had on so many lives. And now she's in the dear, tender arms of the Lord Jesus Christ as she had her home going a few years back. And so, Jason, what do you have to say about our good friend Harold Green today?
Well, I think that nothing can be said that hasn't already been said in terms of just what Harold brings to the table. I mean, he's a wonderful worship leader and singer and songwriter, and all of that is because of his heart. You know, I've said this before many times in many different places, that you can have the most skilled of musicians whose heart isn't in it, and they can't hold a candle to even the most of mediocre of musicians whose passion and heart is in what they're doing. And so there is something to be said about the outworkings of the things that are in our heart and deep inside of our souls that make it out into instruments and music and art and all different kinds of places. Even in preaching, I think also, you know, is our heart really kind of out there? And so I really just appreciate Harold's heart. And I also appreciate your tenacity, because I know that, you know, that there's the term starving artist, and I'm sure there's some sort of even more starving musician terminology. And so it's not easy to do that. It's not easy to persevere, especially when it comes to what you're doing. I mean, you're really trying to lead the church into a deeper experience of worshiping Jesus, and also in the same way equipping them to be able to do that. So maybe you could just spend a few minutes maybe talking about this ministry that you have and how God birthed this ministry, and what is your passion for that ministry, and maybe even a threefold question. How does that ministry carry itself from Peoria and, say, into the Champaign-Urbana area? Maybe if there's a pastor or somebody listening who's saying, you know what, our worship team is kind of struggling right now, our worship ministry is kind of struggling, what's Harold talking about? He can equip people.
Yeah. Well, I have a background in music education. I actually have my music ed degree, and I taught college for a while. I taught middle school, and I've taught privately throughout my career. Then I was called into ministry, and so in the church, the Lord kind of changed my teaching style, if you will, and alerted me to some values that he would like to impart via my own experience of starting out as a worship musician in a contemporary worship setting, and then the Lord just grabbing my heart and me desiring to spend more time with him. And then just transforming that worship experience from being just playing great music or making great music to really engaging in my relationship with the Lord, and having that music be an outpouring or an outgrowth of that personal connection and relationship with the Lord. And as I walked through that journey, I was music director and then eventually music pastor in different churches. through those experiences and watching the seasons that teams go through, my own journey included, but also other people that have gotten a chance to walk alongside, and then with my music education background, it just really seemed clear to me that my calling wasn't to just be at one church, the music director at one church, but that God had called me to equip and empower the saints throughout the church, wherever God needed me to go. And so via my relationships with many pastors in the Peoria area, I began the journey of just coming out and workshopping their teams. And then eventually we kind of took up residence in a couple of churches, if you will, not with the idea that we would be the music director or the permanent, you know, fix for getting their worship ministry up and running, but to kind of be there as a cheerleader, as a coach, to say, hey, you guys can do this, and then provide the tools and the training and say, okay, what is a B minor 7? Well, it's, you know, you put your fingers here and you do this, and or just, you know, in terms of singing style or using your voice in a way that doesn't harm your vocal cords, you know, just some basic training and also equipping people in the spiritual realm of encouraging them, hey, get in fellowship, you know, having a daily dialogue with God and a relationship with God that includes being in the Word and, you know, trying to model that and encourage people to, you know, not just serve on the team as like some checklist thing that, you know, my obligation or whatever, but really let it be your passion to serve the Lord and to sing unto Him.
Now, I see on your CD, it's haroldgreenmusic.com, but if they want to know more, say there's a pastor that's saying, you know, I would love somebody to come in and critique or help with our worship team or our ministry of music, or somebody with InterVarsity Christian Fellowship is saying, gosh, I love Harold Green's music. Maybe he can put on an all-campus worship. So do they get in touch with you through haroldgreenmusic.com, or is there a Greenhouse Ministry website that's a better plug for them to find out more?
Well, with our workshops and Greenhouse Ministry consulting that we do with churches, probably the ghm.org or theghm.org, they can find out more about some of that part of our ministry. And then I also have a school of music called Greenhouse School of Arts. That's ghsoa.org. And we do online courses. I've been doing some training. I wrote a beginning guitar method based on a lot of the training from some great teachers that I've had the opportunity to study under through in my background. But it really gets players a firm foundation, great fingerings, great technique, and a little bit of background in reading music so that they can really go forward with a good, solid, fundamental understanding of the guitar. And what I do is I train instructors who may have some experience playing guitar, and they want to raise up and teach a little guitar class in their church, and I train the instructors in how to do this method.
Well, I have to say this, is that I want our listeners to understand something. I didn't just come across your music one day and thought, you know, hey, Harold Green would be great to have in the studio. We should get him in here. That my family and my wife and I, we worshiped beneath the worship that you offered at a church for many, many years. I mean, we came to know you. What's funny is that when I look at the CD and the songs that are on it, I remember specific times worshiping to these songs and hearing these songs. And some of these songs really came out around the time that I met the Lord in a very powerful way. And so some of these songs, like I Want More of You, I think you always tease me because when you come, you say, I'm going to play that song, aren't I? And of course, I want you to play it because you played it the night that I got saved. You played it the night that I met the Lord. And so it's a song that's very powerful for me. So I wonder if maybe you would introduce that song to our listeners and you would play that for us.
This was the beginning of a new era for me as a songwriter and as a worship leader, where I would sit down and I'd play a chord, and 15, 20, 30 minutes later, I'd have a completed song. And I don't know. I can't explain that other than inspiration or whatever. But that's the way this song happened. I played a chord, you know, something like that, on the piano, actually. And I went downstairs, the next thing you know, I had a completed song. So this is that song. It captures where my heart was at the time, and I hope still is today.
Mm-hmm.
beautiful, full of mercy. You are wonderful, full of grace. You are marvelous, full of forgiveness. You are powerful, full of strength. And I want more of you, more of you. I want more of you, Jesus. You're mysterious, full of splendor. You are glorious, full of light. You are marvelous, full of power. You are powerful, full of might. And I want more of you, more of you. I want more of you, Jesus. I want more of you, more of you. I want more of you, Jesus. You always know my needs. You've not forsaken me. I want to give you more and more of me. I want more of you, more of you. I want more of you, Jesus. I want more of you, more of you. I want more of you, Jesus. I want more, I want more, more of you, Jesus. Give me more, I want more of you, Jesus. I want more.
Man, you can hit those notes. Hairs are standing up on my arms. How about you, Jason?
Oh, yeah.
In the studio with us is singer, songwriter, musician, faithful follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, a teacher and executive producer of this wonderful new CD called Love. It's going to be available at our big event at Lincoln Square Mall. Harold will be providing some live music at 6:15 p.m. in the food court, so you can have a piece of cake and some dessert and punch and cupcakes and just sit and worship the Lord as a pre-event event. And then we'll have the singing men up on stage at about 6:55 and kick off the whole evening. So we're very excited. And Harold, thank you for carving out time, driving in from Peoria. We've mentioned a few times on this program, but I want our listeners to stop by and learn more about your music ministry if they can't for some reason come out to Lincoln Square Mall on April 7th. But haroldgreenmusic.com, that's to purchase this CD or to find out more. Now it's going to be available for $10. So come on over with a $100 bill. You can get 9 for your friends and hand them out, as Jason mentioned on yesterday's edition of Mark and Friends. It's kind of like a little track. It's maybe a very unique and special way to introduce somebody to the love of God through the CD and through the music ministry of Harold Green. But you also mentioned, and I didn't get to write it down fast enough, but say there's a pastor or deacon or elder and they say, gosh, we would love to have Harold come in and maybe fine-tune our music ministry or work with our worship team, or somebody with a campus Christian ministry says, gosh, we'd love to have Harold come in, share some of his testimony, and put on a concert. What's a website or a phone number for them to call and get in touch with you? Or do they call your agent, Randy Emmert, who's usually with you on these kind of occasions? Where's Randy today?
Randy is back in Peoria, holding down the fort, as it were. Yeah, they can reach me at theghmteghm.org.
Okay, a little slower. Let me write it down. I know our listeners are grabbing for a pen or pencil. Some are pulling off to the side of the road to write this down. Okay, what is it?
T-H-E.
T-H-E.
G-H-M.
G-H-M. So like the G-H-M.
Dot org.
Dot org.
And they can email me directly at haroldgreen@hotmail.com. And Green has an E on the end of it.
G-R-E-E-N-E.
Right.
And that's the same. HaroldGreenMusic.com. It's Harold. Y'all can spell that. G-R-E-E-N-E Music.com.
Right. And they can purchase a CD, which more of the proceeds go to support the ministry on that website, but people can also purchase it through Amazon or iTunes or Google Plus or different.
Yeah, I was just going to say that don't deny yourself the CD because, again, it's a beautiful packaging, the liner notes. I mean, just the whole story that it tells. But if right now if you're itching and you say, gosh, I just heard that song and I want to hear it again, and you're listening to the 7 p.m. broadcast, which means you can't re-listen to it again, you can head over to the iTunes store because I just pulled it up and it's right there for 99 cents. You could listen to more of you and download it and get it into your playlist and share it with your friends and say, gosh, I heard this song and it makes me want more of Jesus and I just can't stop listening to it. Maybe you want to share that out with your friends and do that. But we're so appreciative of the ministry that you do, Harold, and the music that you're playing. I wonder if you might play for us. Just pick a song off the CD that is just a favorite. And I know that I'm excited that at the end of the program we're going to close out with the song that you wrote for your sister and that you dedicated to her. And I think there's a really powerful story that needs to be told, too, as we lead out with that song. But maybe our second to the last song, you could play a favorite from the CD, one that you you think, gosh, I just hope everybody listens to this song because it really means a lot to me.
Probably it's going to have to be Amazing, which is what I call my arrangement of Amazing Grace. And the story behind that, every song on this album, by the way, has a story. That's why I made the album, so I could tell stories.
Yeah.
But, you know, I was in a place in my life when I had been running on dry ground for a long time and not necessarily denying Christ, but not following him either. And I just really had reached a point of desperation. Depression had set in. My relationships were not doing well, and I was in a spiral. And then one day, someone said to me something like, it was a female friend of mine. She said, yeah, my husband was depressed for 2 years, and I gave up on him, and I divorced him. And probably a couple days after that, some other things were going on. But this song came to my mind. And in the car, I'm driving in Timberlake, North Carolina, and I start singing Amazing Grace out loud. And I thought, I've been in this depression for 10 years. And I never once had to think about or wonder if Lori was going to be faithful. I just knew that she would be there for me. But then I just hit me like a ton of bricks. That is the grace of God himself on my life. And then it just poured out and I had to pull the car over. I literally...
Well, you can't play the guitar and drive.
Yeah.
I wept and wept and wept. And God really touched my heart as he revealed the true meaning of his grace on my life. And so I share this song with you with that story in mind. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound, that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear, the hour I first believed. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me, for the Bible tells me so. For the Bible tells me so. Saved by grace through faith alone, a gift from God. Amazing.
Yes. Wow. It's so neat because as much as I love the CD, to have you here in the studio doing it all live, I mean, live, uncut, you know, this is just a beautiful voice and beautiful delivery and just a beautiful person that you are, Harold. I appreciate how you've allowed God to work in and through you these many years.
Yeah. Harold, would you close us out with the song that you wrote for your sister and just share that sweet story of how God worked in and through what we would say was an improbable and maybe for some an impossible place, and made his grace known.
My sister Angela, she was the second oldest, the second born in our family. I'm the youngest, fourth born. And she was very sickly as an infant. She was born with extreme maladies, mental retardation and physical maladies, extreme scoliosis and all sorts of things. But, you know, she came very close to death. In fact, the doctors predicted she wouldn't make it past infancy. And but my parents prayed, and God revived her. My mom took care of her diligently, having to force feed her as an infant. And she eventually not only made it past infancy, but past all the doctor's predictions. She learned to walk. She learned to feed herself. She learned to talk. She lived to be 52, and she just passed away a couple summers ago. And when she did, I immediately knew that there's going to come a song out of this. But I didn't know what direction it would go. And 3 a.m. one morning, the Lord gave me the entire song, kind of like I Want More of You, from the first word all the way to the last word. And I didn't even have my guitar with me, but I had it in my head. The next day, it was about 12 hours later, I sat down with my guitar, and out came this melody. It's just, well, the song tells the story of who Angela was and what kind of impact. So
And she had a special little name for you. You'll sing it in the song.
She referred to me as Bo, so you'll hear that in the song.
Angela, mostly we just called you Annie Pooh. Angela, there's no one else who could wear a smile like you. With hands and hair, you watch TV, waiting for that bow to tease. Sipping on a sweet iced tea, nothing ever new. Angela, we'll be missing you. Your laugh, your cry, your song, your smile. Angela, mostly we just called you Annie Pooh. Angela, there's no one who could make us smile like you. You had this way that revealed us all, holding Slinky and your favorite dolls. The way you love broke down our walls, no one ever knew. Angela, how we would all miss you. Your words, your heart, your dance, your hug, will be remembered later in your life. You lost your walk and talk and sweet, sweet song. You never lost the innocence that God gave you to teach us all. The pure of heart shall see the Lord, how far we slid from His true word. When we think of how you loved us all. Angela, we all have learned from you. We all have learned from you. He makes the weak to lead the strong, yeah. We all have learned from you. The simple confound the wise. Angela, we know this not at all goodbye. Angela, we know the death is really just a lie. Although we'll miss your sweet, sweet smile, we know we'll see you in just a while. With hope and longing for our great reunion in the sky. Angela, what's it like to fly? What's it like to fly?